Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins, and I'm pleased to be joined by Jeff Lamore. He's the assistant director at Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity. Their office is up in Jefferson, but they take care of some projects down in Guthrie County. And speaking of those projects, they're getting started this coming weekend, actually. So they'll be going throughout the summer. So we're going to talk about those and what the plans are for the rest of the year. So, Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. I'm always excited to talk about habitat things.
Yeah, absolutely. So as we mentioned, the first project's coming up this weekend. We were able to do about four last year. What do you got on the schedule this year?
Well, we got three on the schedule right now. We're going to be starting a project in Guthrie Center. Done a number of projects there in the past, and we've got another one scheduled, and that's the one we'll start on this Saturday. It's a siding, which that's new for Guthrie County. And we've painted out homes and replaced roofs and windows, but this will be the first time we've sited a home in the Guthrie County for a Helping Hands Project program. So, yeah, we're excited to do that. And then it'll take several weeks when we're talking siding with getting all the trim and the J-channel in and then the siding. So we've planned every Saturday in June to complete that project. So we'll be busy in Guthrie Center for a few weeks.
And then can you disclose what the other two projects are going to be throughout the summer here in Guthrie County?
Yeah, absolutely. Then after that, we're going to go to Bagley, a little town of Bagley. We have yet to do a project there, so we're helping out a homeowner there with a painting of that house. We're going to scrape and paint. The homeowner has actually started a little bit on the back side of the home and, like often happens, realize it's a lot to it. And so we're going to come in and help her finish that project for a couple weeks. And then after that, we're looking at going to Panora with a roof replacement and a ramp for a homeowner. Got a few details to work out on that one, but that's the plan right now, is to take care of that homeowner with who has a leaky roof and get the roof replaced. And then because of some accessibility issues, having a ramp constructed.
Fantastic, Jeff. Now, do you have plans to add one or two more, or are these three going to take you the majority of the summer?
Well, it kind of depends. We're anticipating that these will take us the majority of the summer. We might be able to fill in some smaller projects, so we'd still take applications. If there's homeowners out there that are needing assistance, we'd still take some applications and might fill in with a couple others. Those are large projects, may fill our schedule.
Now, of course, there was an application period, of course, earlier this year. Did you get a lot of applicants, or what kind of was the response like for this particular season?
Well, we did receive some applications, but we're always in need of additional applications. I know I guess it's the fourth year that I've been doing this for Habitat. It's one thing that's always kind of surprised me. It is harder to get the applications, and some of it is us getting the word out, and others just people responding to the need for their homes. But, yeah, again, we did get response, and we were able to schedule the projects that we did. Additional applications would be appreciated for, like I said, possibly filling out some dates here in 2018, but also going forward for next year in 2019, we plan to do Helping Hands projects again.
Now, if someone is looking at filling out an application, what's the main concern they should look at before they start filling out that application?
Well, as always, it's income driven, so there are income guidelines that they have to adhere to. Those numbers can be found on our website, www.heartofiowahabitat.org, and you can see what those guidelines are. The other is, keep in mind that Habitat, with our Helping Hands projects, the projects are primarily exterior projects, the roofs, windows, siding, painting, working with volunteers. There's some issues that arise by having volunteers in and out of a person's home, and the fact that we only primarily work just Saturdays kind of makes inside jobs a little more difficult. So those are the things to consider, that, you know, we're looking for exterior projects and then, of course, the income guidelines.
Now, of course, you mentioned the volunteers. I'm sure you're always in need of a little bit of extra helping hands. If someone's thinking about maybe doing this for the first time, what should they be aware of and how should they get in contact with you guys?
Well, yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. We work primarily with our church congregations, and they've provided volunteers in years past, and they're doing the same, and they've been great doing that, and we really appreciate the congregations. But any additional help is always appreciated. If a person wants to, again, they don't have to have the necessarily construction skills. That's one nice thing about the Habitat projects is it's a good opportunity to learn how to do some of these construction jobs. So, that shouldn't be a barrier to volunteering, the fact that you don't have experience in construction. You know, we work primarily Saturdays. We start at 8:30 in the morning and usually done around 3 o'clock, so a break for lunch, of course. If a person wants to volunteer and they're not involved through their own congregation and want to just help out on any given Saturday, they can contact me in the Jefferson office, and the number there is 515-386-3093, and I can give them the information.
Yeah, we'll also put some contact information on our website, raccoonvalleyradio.com, and various stories and this Let's Talk as well on our online archives. Jeff, anything else you want to get out there for this season in Guthrie County?
Well, again, just a big thank you to all our volunteers. Our committee and board members do a tremendous job of planning and preparing for our work season. And, you know, we couldn't do it without those volunteers. And then on the other side of it is the financial contributions we receive through individual donors and area banks have contributed to us. And of course, a large contribution through the Guthrie County Community Foundation. We'd like to thank them. We couldn't do these projects without their assistance.
Absolutely. All great things there. That's Jeff Lamore, the Assistant Director with Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity. Once again, their office is based in Jefferson and Greene County. However, they cover projects in Guthrie County. So Guthrie Center, Bagley, and Panora, three projects there, three homes getting some much-needed refurbishments. Jeff, as always, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.